Friend, all sin is against God. And actually, that's exactly what we have in David's sin. And I think probably, and there's something else I didn't intend to do. Well, let me go back to 2 Samuel chapter 12 and listen to verses 10 and 11 here. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me. Now that's what God is saying to him. And hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. How did he despise God? Well, God had given the Ten Commandments. And God says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And friend, I don't care who you are, whether you're Christian or non-Christian, when you break that commandment, you are despising God. That's what he says here. You despise God. And I don't care whether it's a preacher or not. You despise God. Now listen to him. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I'll raise up evil against thee out of thine own house. And I'll take thy wives before thine eyes, give them to thy neighbor. He shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I'll do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And I don't think you get by with it myself. In fact, I know you don't get by with it. Now, sin is always against God. I don't care what sin it is, it's against him. Now, verse 5, he says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. He said he had a sin nature. This is the root of sin. Every one of us has that sinful nature. Samuel Johnson, that great literary light of the 17th century, said every man knows that of himself which he dares not tell his dearest friend. And Paul says, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual now, the spiritual, restore such a one. Why? You might do the same thing because you've got the same kind of nature. And Paul could say, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And they tell me in the far north, when you begin to freeze to death, that you better keep moving, because that you can get to the place that you become insensitive to the cold and you can just go off to sleep and die. And there are a lot of folks sitting just like that in church pews today, my friend, that are frozen to death in sin. And they say everything's all right. It's not all right, my friend. Now, let's move on. This is a tremendous psalm, is it not? Now, verse 6 and 7. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Now, some say David was forgiven because he confessed. That's only part of the story. He did confess, but it isn't even one half of it. And we find here in verse 13, David, and this is back now in 2 Samuel 12, 13, David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Now, how does God put away sin? We have here, he forgives iniquity. That's what he said back, you will recall, in the book of Exodus 34, 6 and 7, forgiving iniquity and showing mercy, but by no means will he clear the guilty. So how does he do it? Well, he does it, my friend, because he gave his son to die for you. And that's the only way God can forgive sin. Now, the word hyssop is used 3 times in Scripture in sacrifices and for cleansing. Back in Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 22, at the Passover, the hyssop was used to put the blood on the doorpost. And in Leviticus 14:6, to cleanse a leper. And in Numbers 19:6, the sacrifice of the red heifer. Now, hyssop is an interesting thing. I picked this up the other day, that hyssop is that on which penicillin grows. It's interesting. That which is cleansing, and it's used, though, to apply the blood of Christ. It's faith that applies the blood of Christ, and it was used to apply the blood back in the Old Testament. It speaks of the cross. He could say on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the reason that he said that was so God could pardon my sin in yours. He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He was delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification. And Paul says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now in the rest of this very wonderful psalm, we have here a cry for cleansing and communion. And how wonderful it is. Listen to him. Verse 9, hide thy face from my sins, blot out all mine iniquities, create in me a clean heart. I like that. God wants to create a clean heart. David is really asking for a heart transplant. And create means to create out of nothing. In other words, there's nothing in you that God can use. I've sometimes used this expression, give God your heart. Well, he wants to give you a new heart. He doesn't want that old dirty, filthy thing you've got. He'll give you a new heart. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. That's the important, but under good works. Renew a right spirit within me.